Anu.
I'm not quite getting this at all, actually.
Well, this is
So,
perfect that we get to surface this now.
yeah, I sincerely don't know what I'm supposed to do. What do you want us to learn from this?
What I'd like to hear from you right now is what are you confused about? What's the source of your confusion?
So you're looking for a why, and then you're looking for what will contribute towards that why in the flower. Is that what it is?
Let me break it down because I think this will help. The process I followed, which is what I'm teaching you, and which led me to a really amazing place, the process I followed basically had three sections. The first was on mindsets, so just noticing where I hold myself back and where I don't give myself permission to ask for what I want. Things like that. Those are the mindsets. The second section is on creating a very clear vision. And the third section is on manifesting that vision. So right now we're in the second section, which is on creating that vision. And what that vision looks like in a graphical visual form is a flower. Now, the flower itself has kind of two dimensions. One dimension is the essence, and the other dimension is the form. And the essence is in the center, and that's the vision, the purpose, the why. Why do I want the property? And
Is it
the p-
a
go ahead.
particular property or any property?
No, it's your dream property.
Okay, so I haven't really chosen a particular property yet.
No. I'm not asking you to choose a particular property. I'm asking you to create a vision of what your dream property could possibly look like or include. And that's what the flower is. It's simply creating a vision of something that doesn't exist yet. So right now we're in a whole other set of tools that I call visioning and manifesting. And this flower diagram process is one of dozens, if not hundreds, of tools within visioning and manifesting. But I'm just teaching you this tool toward this specific purpose. So the flower as a whole is of the vision of your ideal property. The center has the purpose and the answer to the question why, and the petals are specific things. So I'll give you an example. Now, one of the mindset pieces that I want you to have is when you're creating this flower, is I want you to have the mindset that you are creating paradise times four. I want the flower diagram to represent paradise times four. Because that way, if you only get a quarter of what you asked for, you'll still be delighted. Now, we're not going to get everything we ask for necessarily. I mean, if you do, I'll be very happy for you. But I'll give you an example. I have one petal that was size. And in one of the later steps, we brainstorm inside each petal and then we prioritize the elements in there. So our top priority for size was greater than 3,000 acres. One of the other petals was price. At the very, my top priority for price was free. You see what I mean by paradise times four? I did not get 3,000 acres for free. That did not happen. But
Okay. And did
I
you get
allowed
3,000
myself.
acres?
What's that?
Did you actually get 3,000 acres?
No, I live on 25 acres.
Oh, so that's not even a quarter. Come on, Alan.
It's not even a quarter of 3,000. But still, I allowed myself to dream big. I
Ah,
thought,
okay.
well, maybe somebody has a 3,000 acre ranch that they will love my vision of what I want to create there, and they will gift it to me. That maybe that'll happen. I want us to get out of our own way around our thoughts of, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, I don't deserve that. Oh, that's unrealistic. Oh, I could never afford that. I want us to get out of our way in this section and allow ourselves to dream big. So I did not find 3,000 acres for free, but I did find 25 acres for about $240,000. already had a home on it and had a lot of other elements that were amazing. And the owners actually happened to go below their minimum for us because they liked our vision. And relationship building becomes a big part of this, but that's in the later steps. So right now, we're just creating this vision, and we're not brainstorming inside the petals. We're just brainstorming what the petals are. So is that helpful, Anu?
Yeah.
Okay. I see a couple of hands up, so I'm going to move on to them. Thank you, Anu. Let's hear from Susan.
Hi, everybody. I'm not looking for a property. I'm looking to transform my life career from a profession of over 35 years into something that where I feel like I can grow along with others. And so in the center of my flower, I've put cojourn or co-journey with others to develop our shared humanity. That would be like the vision of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as petals, I mean, I could probably work this in a number of different ways, but what I put is what offerings my business would have for people. One would be, for example, MVC training to help people start study groups and get that out into the community more. One would be heart math coaching. One would be energy work with animals as well as humans.
Mm-hmm,
one would be equine assisted learning. So does that kind of, do you think I can?
Let me slow you down for a little bit, just for a second. So offerings is going to be one petal.
Oh.
And all the things you said fit in under offerings. No, but I love it. I love what you're doing.
Okay.
I do want you to flesh out the center a little bit more. It's not just a co-journey with others. That's part of it. That's a very important part of it. But I'd like you to flesh out a little bit more. So just spend a little more time. Just really like, in my heart of hearts, if I could have my heart's desire, if I gave myself permission to be honest about the question, what do I want? That goes in that center. Now, offerings is one of the petals. Now, another petal could be geographic location. And later on, it might turn out that one of the things under geographic location is staying where you are. But there may be other places that come up on that brainstorm list too. Now, another petal could be revenue. What kind of revenue do I see this business generating? You see how we're getting specific about all the different categories. Now, another category might be the size of our client base. You know, we're only going to have 5 clients, but they're going to pay us enough to meet our needs, or we're going to have, you know, we're going to reach thousands of people through the internet, or so that could be another petal, size of client base. So this is what I mean by the categories. Another category could be
done. Okay.
Another category could be partners. What are other organizations that we would partner with?
Oh, great.
So that's what I want you to brainstorm in this step, in this section, is brainstorm all the categories. They're not the specifics, because, for example, in offerings, you got specific. The specifics go in that category, and that's fine if they come up now. Just stick them in that category. We'll prioritize them later. And it's not an either-or. That's another mindset piece, is change every either-or that you can into a both-and. Is that helpful?
Very much. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, and I love what you're doing, so keep going, and I'd love to hear more of what you come up with later. Thank you, Susan. Okay, I have another hand up here, and that is from Claudia.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
So, I really like the flower you made, and all of it resonates with my vision. But there's one thing that I'm not sure where to put, and I don't know if I should call it partners or community or how should I call it, but in my ideal I would have not only neighbors, but friends and family that would have a role, and I would have a role in the community. That's kind of my idea, where we could
yeah.
all help each other, sustain each other, and sustain the whole community. Is what I'm
yeah. Yeah, so you can you can create a pedal and call it community members.
Community members.
And then within that, you'll get more specific later as far as, you know, my parents, my cousins, my best friends from elementary school.
Well, that would be interesting because I don't know that all of them would agree with my vision.
Well,
so,
certainly. But I want you to ask for paradise times four.
True that.
Yeah, so community members could be a pedal. And I love that you came up with that because I didn't think of it when I did mine. So that's why we're doing this.
Great, thank you, Alan.
Thank you. So we've gone through part one around mindsets, which is the entirety of step one. And then we've entered part two, which is the visioning part of it. And we've covered step two, which is the center of the flower diagram. The answer to the question why and the purpose. And we've just covered step three, which is the elements of the form, like brainstorming what the categories actually are. And I love that, for example, Claudia came up with this one category that I had never thought of that I think is brilliant, and it probably would have served my vision to come up with that. If you look on page 6, which if you're in a PDF reader would be page 7, but it's the page that's numbered 6, you'll see a photo of a whiteboard, and this is from a little private workshop that I did with some dear friends of mine where I walked them through this process, and they just brainstormed some categories there. They have size, price, neighbors, topography, environmental quality, proximity to services, how developed and or the built environment, how developed toward sustainability. So you can see that these are really just broad categories.